Hello and welcome to Trend Pal. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Lotta.
How are you today?
Fine, yourself? Have you charged
Yes,
your batteries?
I have charged my batteries. Talking about charging batteries, I saw some really exciting, clever stuff about charging your battery on your phone, you like your phone battery, by sound. I'm now looking on my iPad to find this article that I was just looking at a minute ago, and it's gone. So, as usual, we'll have to come back to that later in our show notes.
Yeah. So, do you still think it's summer or is it getting to autumn, as you say in British English, but you say fall in American English, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
So,
autumn to me sounds more familiar than fall, even
yeah.
though you kind of you use fall a lot in the fashion world as well.
Yeah.
So yeah,
So,
but it's probably a more of an American term.
yeah. So, will we fall forward?
Yeah, today it feels like I don't know. It was quite nice this morning, but now it's not so nice. I'm trying to hang on to summer. August is still a summer month, so therefore I think it's still summer.
Good.
But I haven't been to the beach for days.
So what's up? We talked about what's up last time.
That's right. Have you tried it out?
No.
No? But then I've got something else for you to try out this week,
Okay.
which is something that is available in the App Store today. It's called Human. And it's basically they want to replace Apple's or iPhone's contact by using this service, this app called Human. And it's really cool because basically what it does, it organizes your friends depending on how you know them and where you met them. So it's much more of a human
Touch.
way than organizing it alphabetically.
Do you
Do
have
you
to
have
write lots of things
things
about it
about
yourself,
yourself
or is it already
or
default settings, or how does it work like that?
you know, I'm not sure. I heard about this at the DLD conference in January. So I've known about it for a while, but it's only just come out
Yeah.
so that everyone can use it from today. And I have not yet reset my iPhone, so I'm still on the Android, and it's not available on the Android market yet. So
Yeah.
maybe you can try it out. I bet you
I'll
will
test.
download it before I actually get my iPhone fixed.
Human Moomin. So,
Human.
what was you said D&D conference? What's that acronym for?
Design something. It's been going for about 10 years, and it's. But what to say? It's a conference where influential, innovative, designy kind of people meet up and talk about what's happening right now, what's going
Okay.
on in the world, and that's where they basically they launched the service, and everyone who was there could actually get a pass to use it for a
Oh,
while.
great.
I wasn't there in person,
No.
and also I didn't have an iPhone, so it was impossible for me to sign up.
And that we could say as a personal thing note that that could be one of our goals to attend conferences like this.
Absolutely, it's in Germany, and it's in winter time, so I'd love to go to actually go live next year. That
And
would
we
be
could
great.
mention now when we have talking a bit meta podcasting, this week it will be a conference in Dallas, Texas called
Called
Podcast
Podcast
Movement.
Movement. Oh yes.
So that
So
will
it
be interesting to hear more about, and you could attend it. But it also you could have a virtual passport or entry, and
And
maybe that could be something that you want to talk about. You could be
that's another trend that we've been
Yeah.
discussing, which is this real time versus virtual time. And as I say all the time, we live in two worlds. And you disagree with me.
Yes, I do.
But The reason we started talking about this was because a week or so ago there was the Sharknado
Yes.
release, and that is a pretty bad film.
Okay. Is it a Sharkonomics moment, maybe? I will talk to ask Stefan Engelseth, who wrote Sharkonomics, if it's that kind of, as I said, maybe it's a hit at the same time, but also you wonder about how to create this kind of movie.
Yeah, and I think what happened, or as you mentioned as well, that maybe it's designed in a way that this is the next way of filmmaking, I don't know, where you actually go in and you're not meant to really watch all of the movie because apparently people didn't do that. They spent a lot of time on social media and especially on Twitter. And that was kind of part of the experience of seeing this film. You sit in the cinema and you don't actually watch the film that much. You're talking about what's going on in the film. So you're there, and at the same time, you're in a different world,
I could relate
which
to
is
it.
the same world.
Yeah, it is. And I could relate to it a bit way because, like, Eurovision Song Contest, but I'm not so, I mean, I don't listen to that kind of music so much. Except that I listen to this, what was the name of, I don't know, in the 80s, Telex. And they had a parody of a whole contest called Eurovision. But there you could follow Eurovision contest on Twitter, and you don't have to listen
To
to
listen
them.
to the music.
No.
But then the funniest thing is watch the Eurovision Song Contest this year, 2014, and then you watch the sign language from Denmark. That is hilarious.
Sounds like the almost like the Muppet Show or something like that.
It's it, seriously, we put that in the show notes because
Okay, I will
you
take
know
it down.
it's a great giggle.
And now,
One other thing that I wanted to talk about was this other new app that I found, which is called Bamboo, and it's basically a notepad, but you create it.
A
It's very
no
easy
a
to
notepad
write
or
on.
notepad?
Notepad.
Yes.
What did I say?
You said it probably, but I heard it nerd
A notepad, yeah, that
or
might be a
geek, yeah.
notepad as well. But it kind of makes it feel like you're properly drooling, or not drooling. Drawing.
Drawing, yeah. Yes.
I don't know, because I use a stylus when I do it, so I might actually get more out of it than if you don't have a stylus.
So
Say
you
that you
write
could buy
with a
a
style,
stylus.
in style, yeah, with the stylus.
But do try that out, because I used to do lots of notes in Evernote before, and I must say that I actually prefer to do my notes in Bamboo now.
I will definitely test it out. So we have about less than 2 minutes left because we have 10 minutes with Audioboo, the free version. Last time it cut off 37 seconds, but we'll manage this time.
Yeah, so maybe we should start to wrap up.
Yeah.
And say thank you very much for listening, and I hope you tune in next week.
Great. And we'll do a short, like a show, shout out, or like, how do you say, inquiry, or how do you say it, for aspiring entrepreneurs, startups, and so on. Do you have any thing that you want to mention there about interviews with in the future?
We found a great article on wired.co.uk, which is about how Stockholm is now one of the sort of hype startup clusters. So we'll definitely talk about that later.
Yeah, that's good. And we are recording this in, you could say, Gothenburg or surrounding Gothenburg.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.